Shalom Aleichem. My name is Rabbi Adam Dubin. This week, once again, our learning is dedicated for the Refuah Shlema of Zev Ben Leah, that's Dr. Zev Zelenko, as well as all the other Chol Yisrael. As an aside, I'm happy to know myself that I've seen Dr. Zelenko do some things more in public more recently than I have in the past several weeks or months. I haven't seen him in person, but I'm aware that he has been out and about in some ways more than he has been recently. At any rate, so this week's Parsha, as we know, is a double Parsha. Parsha is Achrimos Kedoshim, and Achrimos largely is about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and Kedoshim is largely about how a prescription, so to speak, about how to be holy, how to be kadosh. And of course, Parshas Achrimos begins with the well-known reference to the pasuk, first pasuk in the parsha, "Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Achrimos Shnei Bnei Aaron." Right, that Hashem spoke to Moshe after the death of Aaron's two sons when they drew near to before Hashem and they died. Of course, is referring to Nadav and Avihu, who again we learned about their bringing Eish Zara a few parshios ago, and the Torah teaches us that Nadav and Avihu followed in the footsteps of Aaron HaKohen, who, as we said many times before, was an Oyer Shalom and a Roder Shalom. He was a lover of peace and a pursuer of peace. As well, they dedicated themselves completely to Hashem. And again, there are different interpretations, different understandings, but one of the ways that we understand that they sought to bring the Eish Zara was because they wanted to be so close to Hashem. They wanted to do something that wasn't asked for. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on, again, how we are meant to understand, and there's a machlekes among the Mefarshim, among Chazal, about how to really understand, but they either were rewarded with their neshamas no longer needing, being able to stay in their bodies, and so they flew up to Shemayim, or that it was a punishment for doing the wrong thing. We typically don't think of death as a positive thing, but on the other hand, that's part of our limited understanding of the matters of life and death. But really, as we know, until Mashiach comes, death is a part of the life cycle process. It's certainly a topic for another time. Anyway, so Rashi on the pasuk says basically that the statement is intended to tell us that when why does it need to say when Hashem spoke to Moshe? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says b'derech mashal that it may be compared to the case of a sick person who the doctor goes to visit. The physician says to the patient, don't eat cold foods and don't lie down in cold damp in a cold damp place. Then another physician visited him and advised him, do not eat cold foods or lie down in a cold damp place so that you will not die the way that so-and-so died. Certainly this second doctor put him on guard more than the first doctor, and that's why the Torah tells us that after the death of Aaron's two sons, that is, Hashem is effectively saying to Aaron, do not enter into the base of Migdash, the Kodesh Kedoshim, anywhere in a prohibited way, so that you will not die the way that your sons died. Again, that's Rashi based on the Sifra. But it is, anyway, so so Hashem says to Moshe, come up to me, to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, and the 70, the Shiv, elders of Israel, and prostrate yourselves from afar. And Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu and the Zakenim, they went up and they perceived Hashem, and beneath his feet was like forming a sapphire brick, and the appearance of Shemayim was clear, and upon the nobles of the Bnei Yisrael, he did not lay his hand in, and they perceived the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they ate and they drank. And this is from Sefer Shmos, Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Aleph. So again, it's a proof that Nadav and Avihu were like Aaron, and to an extent like Moshe. They were really wanted to strive and serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In light of this incredible spiritual height that Nadav and Avihu achieved, so again, the Sukkim in Shmini are hard to comprehend. Again, as I mentioned before, we know that Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu, they took their fire pan and they placed the incense, the Keteres, on it, and they brought the Esh Zara, which Hashem didn't command them, and so the fire went forth from Hashem and it consumed them, and they died. So there are several essential elements in this very brief and overwhelmingly powerful narrative. One, that Nadav and Avihu each took their own fire pans for Ketores. They put coals on them. They put the Ketores on top of the coals. Two, the Ketores, the carbon Ketores, didn't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu's command. It wasn't a mitzvah, and so they received the being known as the Esh Zara, the strange or foreign fire. And third, the punishment to bring the Esh Zara was swift and irrevocable, that the fire went forth from Hashem and consumed them, and they died. So, Metziv, that's Rabbi Natali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, notes in his Pirush, called Emek HaDavar, that Nadav and Avihu acted with a deep and abiding sense of Avas Hashem, as I mentioned previously, that they entered into the Oyel Moed, the tent of meeting, and they offered their Keteres. They entered the Oyel Moed with the fire and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu burning deeply, profoundly within them. If this was the case, then why, asked Mitziv, did they have to pay for this manifestation of their Ahavas Hashem with their lives? Mitziv clearly and directly answers this question to enable us to understand some other aspects about Avas Hashem. Mitziv says, the Torah teaches us that through the death of Nadav and Avihu, that although Avas Hashem is precious in Hashem's eyes, it was not viewed as such was pursued in this way. That is, without Hashem having commanded it. To further underscore this approach, the Netziv contrasts this Esh Zara of Nadav and Avihu with the preceding words of Moshe and Aaron, where it says, Hashem said, this is the thing that Hashem had commanded, and the glory of Hashem will appear to you. And Moshe said to Aaron, approach the Mizbeach and perform your Korban Chatas, and your Korban Oila, atoning for yourself and the people, and perform the Avodah, atoning for them as Hashem has commanded. So Aaron approached the Mizbeach and shechted his Korban Chata. Mitziv explains that this passage, according to the interpretation of the Sifra, which is similar to Rashi, the Halachic Midrash on Sefer Vayikra and the Sifra, and he notes that Moshe was well aware of the tendency among certain people who were, shall we say, intoxicated with their Avas Hashem, their love of Hashem, in such a way that unfortunately was inappropriate and prohibited. So such breaches of halacha, while performed with the ostensible intent of Avodas Hashem and Avas Hashem, in reality were self-serving, since these behaviors were not authorized. So their origin must have come rather than from the Yetzer HaTov, but from the Yetzer Hara. And so Moshe says that this is the thing Hashem is commanded to do, and the glory of Hashem will appear to you. So Rav Yosef Soloveitchik, who implicitly agrees with the Mitziv, suggesting that the key phrase in understanding the story of the deaths of Nadab and Avihu is because they brought the Esh Zara, which Hashem didn't command. And he says it in this way. On the day of their installation, wearing their priestly garments, they were overcome by ecstasy and the need to express their emotions. The Ketoros that they burned was identical to that of their father Aaron, what he had offered. But there's one significant difference. Aaron was obeying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, while Nadab and Avihu performed an action that Hashem did not command. So Rav Soloveitchik utilizes this explanation as a foundation for his analysis of the proper means for Avodas Hashem. In his view, the authentic way requires us to fashion our lives according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's discipline, as illustrated by the word Vitzivanu. We're saying many brachas, Asher Ketzal Mitzvah Vitzivanu, that it's and he commanded us. So the reason we perform a mitzvah is our absolute surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. We call this Bitul Hayesh, the nullification of the self. You're abdicating yourself for the purpose of serving Hashem. Unfortunately, rather than acting in this manner and demonstrating their obedience and obeisance to Hashem, Nadab and Avihu chose their own misguided path for Avodas Hashem. And therefore, the transgression of Nadab and Avihu, who the Torah describes as being Kadosh, and that they offered it, and of Esh Zara, concerning which they had not been commanded. And the Tzivoy Hashem and our discipline in obeying that command are the only healthy routes to religious inspiration. Any deviation, especially by a tzaddik, is unacceptable and ultimately is doomed to failure. So in sum, the Netziv and Rav Soloveitchik both teach that while Avodas Hashem is a legitimate and powerful impetus for authentic spiritual expression, it must never be governed by the mitzvahs. It must be always governed by the mitzvahs that Hashem commands. With Hashem's benevolent guidance and with our fervent desire, may we demonstrate our Avodas Hashem through the fulfillment of the mitzvahs. And may these bring us ever closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May the time come soon that Mirat Hashem will be in Eretz Yisrael with the Bais Shlishi. V'mhira v'yameinu. Amen. I wish everyone that they should strive in their Avodas Hashem. It's important to have Avodas Hashem, but just to keep in mind what Netziv says, and again, Rav Soloveitchik comments on as well many others, that it's important to always make sure that what you're doing is for the sake of Hashem and not for your own sake. Too many times in life, we think, oh, I'm going to do this because I think it will benefit someone else. And it may very well be. But when you keep saying the word I in your intention, in your machshava, then you're not really doing it for the sake of another person. You're doing it because you're saying, I think I should do because I think. But really, it should be for the other person. By the same token, and even more so, in our avodas Hashem, we want to come closer to Hashem, but through His ways, because He tells us to. And it may be a tough balance to strike at times, to really figure out what is the right thing, the right way to approach it. But I think that the right way to approach it is based strictly on the mitzvahs that Hashem has provided us to do. And just to try to do them in the best way. To influence others to do mitzvahs. To influence others to learn and do more. But to always do it in the Derech Hashem. And not to deviate from that. To the best of our abilities. And with this message in mind, the Mirat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and His infinite mercy should not only remove the pandemic from Kal Yisrael and from all nations around the world, but also ultimately bring us to our Geula Shlema, Meher V'Yameinu. I wish everyone a good Shabbos.